Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill, and our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's question is a part two of Did Miracles and Spiritual Gifts End? And part two is going to cover Romans 12, 6 through 9. Let me start by reading that verse. Passage from the NLT. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So, if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Now let's quickly go through a review of the gifts from Scripture from 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Peter 4, and Romans 12 that we covered in the last session. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, discernment, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, preaching, serving, prophecy, encouragement, giving, leadership, and kindness. Now, again, some pick out three from the list, healing, tongues, and prophecy, and say those are gone, but the rest are still here. My initial question was, well, who got to decide that? So, as I stated in part one, I was raised to believe that all miracles and revelations and spiritual gifts ended when Jesus ascended and the New Testament was finished. Only the apostles were able to access them. These gifts, because they had been with Jesus face to face. Now, this view of cessationism taught me that when the last apostle died, miracles and special abilities like gifts ceased. They were only necessary at first to validate Jesus and the church in the beginning. Now, as we look at each verse from Scripture on this topic, we're going to consider a question or two to give us insight into the cessationist viewpoint and the non-cessationist viewpoint. Today's passage is Romans 12, 6 through 8. Verse 6, in His grace, God has given us different gifts. So this verse teaches us that the gifts are evidence of God's grace to us. Now, if the gifts are gone and the gifts are connected to God's grace, isn't that evidence God has withdrawn His grace, or at least part of His grace? Doesn't this teach that God's grace and gifts are linked? So unlinking them seems to muddy the water, doesn't it? It goes on. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So our spiritual gifts from God enable us to excel in specific areas to help advance the kingdom. If the gifts had been withdrawn, wouldn't that mean that God would be withdrawing our enhanced abilities to advance the kingdom with our unique gifts? See, that didn't make sense to me either. And then in verse 6, it ends by saying, so if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. Now, faith is a spiritual gift. We just had it in the list there. And this teaches to use the gift with enthusiasm for God's kingdom. So wouldn't the withdrawal of the gifts have a direct result of putting a damper on our enthusiasm as we work to advance the kingdom? God wouldn't want to do that, would he? If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Romans 12, 7 and 8. If all these spiritual gifts are gone, how could we possibly use our gifts well? So, in summary, the gifts are evidence of God's grace to us. They enable us to excel in specific areas to help advance the kingdom. We're to use the gifts with enthusiasm, and we're to use them well. None of that would make sense if the gifts are gone, right? It's certainly something to consider. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to thank God for the grace He shows us by giving us spiritual gifts, and ask God to help us to excel as we learn to use our gifts well and enthusiastically. You might pray like this: Lord, thank you for your grace that's evident in the spiritual gifts you've given to me. Please help me to use my gifts well and enthusiastically so I can excel in applying my gifts to everyday situations in life. In Jesus' name, amen. And lastly, let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.